This is Al Porter on Today FM.
What you talking about?
Okay, it's Friday, and for the last few Fridays, we've been doing something a bit different. We've been doing something to say about sport, which is where Philip Egan comes in to give non-sporty people like me and you, if you have no interest, just some sort of bluffer's guide for the weekend so we don't appear to be completely left out of the conversation with the taxi driver or the lads down the pub. Phil, how are you?
Very well, Al.
Have you had a good week?
I have. I was in Edinburgh for the week.
Oh, brilliant. I love Edinburgh. What were you over for?
Just went over with my fiancée for a few days away. She's a teacher, so on the midterm.
That's nice.
Yeah, never been.
Yeah, no. Oh my God, it's amazing. So what did you do? Because obviously it's off peak. There's no festival.
No, we went to the castle.
Yes.
Which is class. Yeah. And then on Halloween, actually, we went down to the vaults, you know, underground.
Oh, it's a spooky place for Halloween.
My God, it was scary.
Okay, so Phil, I have a feeling that spending so much time with me has rubbed off on you, because when I first met you, you'd be like, yeah, I'm good. So the football, whereas now you want to tell me about your spooky trip to Edinburgh with your loved one.
I know, I've changed.
Don't change too much, we need something to say. So give me the good, the bad and the ugly of sport this weekend.
Okay, the good. The FAI Cup final at the Aviva Stadium. It's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 3:30. The men's final is at 3:30.
Right.
And the women's final is at 12 o'clock.
So this is the Irish football now.
Yeah. So the men's final, Cork City against Dundalk.
Yeah.
Third year in a row that the two of them have met in the final.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that is worth noting.
Yeah.
If somebody mentions, just if somebody mentions at least, I'll be like, oh, well, last 3 years now, could be tense, could be extra time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tell them to bring the flask of tea.
All right, I know my stuff. Okay, what else?
Okay, so on the same day, on the Sunday as well, the Premier League, now, it'll be built up. Oh, these games are going to be...
This is the big English football.
Yeah, Chelsea against Manchester United is at 4:30. And it's going to get built up because Jose Mourinho, who is the Manchester United manager...
Used to manage... Chelsea?
Yes.
You've told me this before. Yeah. I'm learning.
So,
was there a TV programme, like a soap opera about Chelsea one time? Dream Team. Do you remember Dream
Team?
That
was Harchester United.
Oh, okay. Was that a fake team?
It was, and you'd never sign for them. The amount of bad luck they had. They had assassinations, plane crashes, bus crashes, affairs.
Dream
everything.
Team was great, actually.
I actually got my sister the Harchester jersey for Christmas one year. She still has it.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked
Dream
Team.
Who was your favourite player?
I don't know. I just remember it was kind of like
Fletch.
Hollyoaks meets. I don't remember Fletch.
Carl Fletcher.
Yeah, was he good?
He was good. He was a bit of a player as well.
Yeah. It was good. And there was all wags and stuff.
Ah,
like
yeah.
This.
I used to love it.
It was a great programme. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Absolutely. I'm sure you could still watch it back.
Oh, God, that'd be brilliant to find it online or something. That's the Premier League. And what's the other thing for sport this weekend?
Okay, so then... The UFC.
If anybody brings up the Premier League, I'll just discuss Harchester United with them. Yeah.
They got to a cup final 1 year out.
So that's the bad, and now the ugly, the UFC.
When I say the reason I say the bad is because Chelsea and United could be a dull game. That's what I mean. It's a big game, but it could be dull. That's why I say it could be bad. And the ugly, because there could be blood in this one. The UFC is on in New York this weekend. Joe Duffy is fighting.
Not with like some Elwyn or something, just no. Going, come on, talk to Joe in the ring.
Joseph Duffy, he's from Donegal. He's an MMA fighter.
Okay.
So he's actually fighting. He's actually fought Conor McGregor before.
And what's the purse?
And he beat Conor McGregor, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah, years ago.
Oh, wow.
And there is talk that they might eventually fight again in the UFC. But he's fighting in New York.
Okay.
So you should be able to remember that one, Al, because just think of Joe Duffy.
No, yeah, just Joe Duffy and the Live Line in New York. Phil, your advice is invaluable.
You took that all in, yeah?
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
This is Al Porter on Today FM. 087-4100-102. That's our new text number. Text or WhatsApp us now.
Today FM.
Today FM.